So any thoughts on why it took you guys a while to get Cajon offensively, and then what kind of made it click, in the second half with
that? We just played about as bad as you can in terms of just simple fundamental things. Throwing, catching, running routes, staying up, just running the ball. A couple mental busts. We're just fundamental things that, you do every day. And it's just part of the routine. We just weren't doing well.
Joe, can you take us through the end of the first half with the sack there and then what happened there at the end of the game?
Yeah, I mean, the end of the first half, that was probably the stupidest play I've ever made in football. I kind of just got caught up in the play and forgot about the situation. I mean, there's no excuse for it and can't happen. At the end of the play, at the end of the game there, it kind of rotated, and I knew I had, I think it was Reggie coming off the right corner there, and thought we'd hold him up a little bit, and knew I had to make a play, get the first down, and just couldn't do it.
Did you throw anything different at you in those last couple of plays?
I don't think so, no. This is stuff they do all the time, and we just weren't able to execute.
Joe, you had some passes in the first half that looked like you were either behind or in front. Is that more where you threw it or the deepness of the pattern?
I think there was a couple early on. The opening play, I saw the corner coming off of Torrey. I would have liked to hit him earlier. We talked about that one, and then I hit Steve on a first down. I was behind him a little bit on that. Maybe like that first drive. Other than that, I don't really remember any.
Joe, you mentioned the fundamental mistakes. I mean, do you have every confidence that you guys can clean those up?
Well, yeah, it's stuff we do every day. And this was our first real live action, our first true test, and we weren't able to do it very well. But it's stuff we do every day, and we have to have confidence that we can go out there and do that a lot better than we did today.
Joe, Coach, you mentioned how the comeback push in the second half was encouraging. Do you guys see that as an offense that you were able to erase some of those in the second half?
Well, it's tough to look at it, too many ways other than the fact that we lost the game and overall we didn't play very well. As a player, you don't look for good things in losses. It was a bad day. We got ourselves obviously in position to win the game, but we didn't necessarily play well enough to win it.
And Joe, on that the one pass to Steve, when you rolled out, is that when you kind of saw that he had gotten behind it, or was it earlier that you?
No, it was when I moved out to the left. I mean, they dropped back real deep, made it tough on us to do anything in terms of getting the first down there. But they didn't rush very many guys, so I was able to step up and, for whatever reason, those safeties kind of got drawn up. It drew them up a little bit, and Steve kind of saw the same thing I saw and reacted upfield with it. And it's kind of what we teach in terms of scramble rules, that guy has to go deep, and he did a great job. And, that play got us back in the game. We knew there was going to be more game and we were going to have to go down and make some more plays. That's when you look back at the little mistakes, like at the end of the first half, getting points, things like that. They always prove to be a pretty big deciding factor in the end of games, and it might have been that way today.